Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free trial and a free audiobook to keep at audiobooks.com using promo code TRY70. All right. Well, we have our next guest here. Hello.
Hey. Hey, guys.
Fantastic. How are you?
Pretty good. How about you guys?
Pretty good. Go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
All right. My name is Tim, and I'm with Field Complete, Chief Operating Officer and co-founder.
And what is Field Complete?
So Field Complete is a SaaS platform for field service management companies. So basically, we redesigned kind of the platform. We're industry agnostic, probably the only platform out there that's industry agnostic, because we have a competitive advantage that is built on a business rule engine, where with minor tweaks, you can pretty much configure the platform to any business needs in the field service industry.
Okay. And if I can get you to turn that towards you, there we go.
Right.
That'll probably.
Is it better?
Nah.
Okay.
That is
I'll
it.
I'll speak up to
That is it. All right.
You want me to repeat that?
Nope.
Is that good?
Nope. Just continue. You're good.
All right. Yeah. And so basically from there, we kind of evolved, took a step further and created a job sharing feature. So companies that are on our platform can now send jobs directly to each other. Oh. So these vendors are already partnering. So let's say if you have a solar company, solar panel company, they usually partner with like an electrician company, a roofing company, and they send work. It's just, it's very inefficient.
Sure.
They usually do it via email or some other inefficient channel right now.
And we know that emails get lost in the shuffle or whatever.
And a lot of these companies that we onboard, they're still like in 19th and 18th century. I mean, they're still paper-based Excel spreadsheets. And so we take a company and we fully streamline all our operations. So from scheduling to accounting to their CRM, we have all those aspects in there. And because of the business rule engine that I mentioned, we can tailor it to where we fit any industry. And so right now we have two test markets, which is Atlanta and Los Angeles area.
Okay.
I mean, we don't discriminate. We get other companies from other areas as well, but those are the markets we're focusing on.
Yeah.
And we're trying to cover all industries in that market. And so what this creates is a network of vendors that share jobs with each other across all industries in the field service. And so now we're at a stage where property management firms, large property management firms, come in and we tell them, hey, we're covering all industries pretty much across the board. And so they can just feed jobs directly. And we're not just, now we're not just a platform that streamlines their operations, the company. We're almost also like a job source for them.
Okay.
So, and that's where we're trying to get. So pretty much, I hate to use the analogy, but Uber for home services is where we're going with this. A year from now, we could release a customer-facing app where a customer can just take a photo of whoever's broken in their house, and a verified licensed technician will be at their door the same day, pretty much.
Okay.
So, but the difference between us and like Uber completely destroyed the taxi industry, whereas we took the current players in the field service industry, and we're empowering them with the proper tools to compete in this on-demand economy.
Wow.
Which is something that you have the capability of doing that somebody couldn't have done in the taxi industry, because they tried, and it was fought against.
Yeah.
And so being able to get the industry to be interested in doing this is great. You're not trying to be the handyman, and so you're just helping them come modern, communicate with each other, and then eventually be able to respond to a job that's needed by somebody.
Yeah, and there's a learning curve with these companies because they're so behind technologically.
Right.
And most of them have a software fatigue, we call it, because they've tried a couple softwares.
Yeah.
And all these softwares that are developed in like by Silicon Valley startups, they make large claims and promises, but they don't scale well with the company.
Right.
And so we're onboarding companies that had two, three softwares prior to us. And so some of those raised millions of dollars, these companies, but because they were designed by people that were not from the industry.
Right.
So our co-founding team, all of us have over 50 years of field service management experience.
Okay.
We're self-funding this. So basically,
so you understand the struggles personally.
Personally, on a personal level. The software was built for a large company that is in property management originally. And it was in multiple industries as well. So that's why it's pretty much great for any company out there, because it was meant for multiple industries.
Wow.
So it sounds like the the backstory, how you decided that this was the thing you're going to tackle, is very personal.
Oh yeah,
this,
yeah.
This was a problem for you.
It was a huge pain point, and I mean, our CEO and my co-founder, he's tried like 6 softwares until he decided that he's going to hire out a development team and build this. Okay. Our CTO and me, we come from a technical background,
okay.
While the other two founders come from a field service background. We've all worked in field service prior, when I was younger. we understand the industry and also the technology behind it.
Okay.
And so that's why that marriage works well.
and the technologies that haven't worked.
Yes.
In the past.
Yeah.
Having tried 6 already, he already knew the things that didn't work and why they didn't work.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Most of the software is out there. This is a very underserved industry, and mm-hmm. it's growing thanks to millennials. they don't like to own homes. They usually rent.
Right.
So the rental market is growing, and that's where the field service industry is growing because you need to service those houses,
yeah.
those properties. And so by all prognosis, the industry's prognosed to quadruple by 2022. So we're trying to catch that wave.
and like you said, you're doing tests in 2 cities?
So those are our test markets. Right. The best market for us is 1-story in a large metropolitan area like Los Angeles and Atlanta would be.
Right.
And areas where they don't have 2 seasons because that creates other workflow complications that we don't want to tackle right now. So if you go into like Boston or Toronto,
yeah.
You're going to have the 2 seasons, and then all these field service companies have other issues. So we do have companies from other areas already onboarded,
okay.
And that are using the software. It's just that this network feature that we're testing it only in 2 markets.
Got it.
And we're trying to reach scale. Once we reach scale, then we can take that next step to go directly to consumer.
Okay. So the product is out there, at least in some tests. So where are you overall in the product?
Yeah, so in the product, development time for the original company that I've mentioned, it started about 2 years ago.
Okay.
So the product has been developed and tested with this large company. It's in 9 different markets in the United States geographically, so it's a large property management firm. And so the product is tested, it works.
Okay.
In November, we released a beta where we started selling it to other customers.
Okay.
November of last year. And then February was when we launched version 1. And we've been doubling pretty much almost week over week, not even month over month. We've been growing fast. And we've been growing fast for a couple of reasons. One is because of this network effect.
Yeah.
Whenever a new client comes in, as soon as they get settled in with the software, they give us their full book of business.
Yeah.
Because A, they're financially incentivized. B, they're also incentivized because they become more efficient if their vendors are on the network.
Sure. Fair enough. That makes sense.
What are your big plans for Collision?
So Collision, we're actually sent here by one of the VCs,
okay.
And mostly exposure.
Okay.
And we are considering raising a round by the end of this year.
Okay.
And that would be our first round.
Okay.
We're still thinking about it, whether we really want to raise that round because we officially said, we'll raise a round in beginning of this year. But because of this rapid growth, we're close to breaking even now as we're speaking.
Okay.
So we're kind of considering whether we would need to take in a round right now.
Sure.
But a round will definitely help with the growth to capitalize on it.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. It would allow you to do some marketing stuff and things.
Yeah.
It would mostly be
support, sales, and marketing. That's what the money would be used for.
Sure.
Because the product is more or less ready.
Gotcha. Very cool. Well, if our viewers are interested in finding out more about your product or following your corporate journey, how can they do that?
Yeah, so you guys can go to fieldcomplete.com. We're also across all social media, obviously, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. So follow our journey on there as we grow and as we come to cities where you guys are at.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much.
All right,
thanks
thank you
so
guys
much.
So much.
Have a good Collision.
All right, you guys soon. Thank you.